It is now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. President Trump continues restoring sanity to our institutions, cleaning house at America's military academies by dismissing boards that put woke ideology ahead of everything else. Following the precedent set when Biden removed Trump appointees in 2021, the president is ensuring our service academies focus on creating warriors rather than social justice activists. The timing couldn't be better, as the Justice Department has finally seen the light and dropped its misguided challenge to Tennessee's law protecting children from irreversible gender experiments. Apparently, someone in the new administration remembered that protecting kids from sterilization and mutilation isn't discrimination, it's basic human decency. And truth, well, it made a rare appearance in Congress as a representative dared to state biological reality, addressing the gender-confused, quote-unquote, transgender representative as the gentleman from Delaware. And leftist pundits screamed about cruelty. The representative, though, stood firm in defense of truth, proving that at least someone in Congress still knows the difference between male and female. And not to be outdone in the denial of reality, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford is offering voters nearly 20 different pronoun options at campaign events. Because, you know, nothing quite says social judicial judgment like pretending that there are more genders than days in the week. The corporate world's embrace of ideology over competence hit a bit of new turbulence. See what I did there? As Delta Airlines proudly doubled down on their DEI policies while their competitors return to merit-based hiring. The chief external affairs officer insists that these commitments are critical to business, apparently believing skin color matters more than actual skill when flying planes. And the American Bar Association might also want to take notes as they face civil rights charges over racially restrictive internships. Programs. Their diversity clerkship program limits applications to specific identity groups, managing to discriminate against qualified candidates in the name of fighting discrimination. Yeah, and the Boy Scouts of America has completed its 115-year journey from teaching young men character to not even being able to define what a boy is. After allowing openly gay leaders in 2015 and girls in 2018, they've now officially dropped boy from their name because, well, who cares about tradition anymore, right? Meanwhile, a Tennessee pastor is warning that violence might be necessary to stop Elon Musk's government accountability efforts. Apparently, this quote-unquote shepherd believes protecting bureaucratic waste is more important than rendering unto Caesar an accurate account of Caesar's spending. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.